One of my most preferred traditional products is tea. Tea is a fundamental aspect of Chinese culture, and if memory serves, tea originated in China. The mode of preference for drinking tea for most people is steeped in hot water, and of course, it is also an ingredient in some cooking recipes. Tea has a plethora of health benefits, such as its refreshing nature and the strengthening of one's immune system. Many medical professionals advise that drinking tea is an effective way to stay healthy. My family adores tea. My grandpa brews a pot of green tea first thing as he arises in the morning before commencing with his daily errands. If I were to hazard a guess, the first time I consumed tea was probably when I was in elementary school. At that time, my impression was that tea had a bitter flavour and was not good at all. But as I matured, I began to acquire a taste for the drink. Tea is brewed from the leaves of the tea tree. The leaves are roasted and dehydrated, and finally become the dried tea we all recognize. One simply is required to soak the tea leaves in boiling water for a handful of minutes, and a fresh steaming pot of tea is prepared. In ancient times, the production of tea was a craft done by hand. But nowadays, most of the tea is produced by industrial factories. In current times, individuals are generally under immense amounts of working pressure, and I am frequently required to work extra hours. Under such circumstances, I will brew a strong cup of tea to enhance my focus and defend me from distraction or drowsiness. I must confess, this trick works marvelously. Many of my peers prefer to drink coffee to revitalize themselves to work more efficiently. However, coffee is not my thing at all. I am a tea person. Of course, I must abstain from tea in the evening, as it renders me restless.